Time now on Siren Radio for another edition of Cultural Connections. And on this week's edition of Cultural Connections, we feature a lecturer from Iran who specializes in entrepreneurship, a computer crane specialist who's developing computer sciences, he's a computer science graduate, and even more wonderfully, we have a third soul who's going to be basically expressing a whole range of other aspects as an undergraduate within the University of Lincoln. All this and more after our first choice of music, which gets us off to a cracking start specifically. It's this... Well, I did say it was going to be an energetic start, and that's exactly what you received there. One of our guests has actually brought that along and said, start off with this, it'll be wonderful. Now, was it Mariana? Probably not. Mariana, it wasn't your choice of music, was it? No, they're dying, everything. Mariana, of course, welcome to the programme. Marketing management undergraduate and currently completing your second year studies for your BA Honours Marketing Management degree. And have you got an intern role sorted out as yet, or are you still seeking an intern role?
Yeah, I actually got one for this summer, luckily, yeah.
Good, excellent. So there we are. So it just shows the magic of cultural connections. You can actually get that in full force there. We also have to ask the question, was that a musical choice of Afrin Naz?
No.
No, it wasn't.
It was.
Was that your music?
No, not the one.
No, exactly. This is it. Just don't confuse me. Afrin, you're also relatively new to the University of Lincoln, a computer science graduate with 1 year of experience specialising in machine learning. So how soon, then, can machines replace all of the academics at the University of Lincoln? Because that would save some money for the institution, surely.
It would, but we would be needing a lot of people to maintain those machines.
See, you obviously put that in place. We'll talk a bit more about that. Okay, so we've identified it wasn't Mariana, and it wasn't Afrin who effectively put that forward. Now, by a process of elimination, that means that the person responsible for our introductory tune on cultural connections today can only be associate, a professor in entrepreneurship at the Department of Entrepreneurship Development. It's all very confusing. The wonderful Dr. Afsanar, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm all right.
Excellent. Dr. Afasana Bagheri, your first time on Cultural Connections, and why did you bring the choice of music that we've heard to start off the programme?
Yeah, thank you. This is a very traditional music by a very young singer, and then it's like telling a story with the and the relationship with the god. So I like it, and most of the Iranian people like it most.
Yeah, well, as I say, very energetic, very positive. Yeah. I suspect that Afreen, you thought when you submitted your particular choices, an upbeat choice, that this is going to be a winner, obviously. Who knows? Ola, who's joined us, will make a decision in terms of what particular piece of music he's going to select as a reprise at the end of the programme. But you've brought this particular one along. Before we actually get into our discussions and find out a bit more about you, We'll go to your first piece of music, I think, Afreen. So why have you selected this particular thing we're about to listen to?
Actually, it's a Balochi song, mm-hmm. and it is also a Makrani song. These are the two languages we have back home in Pakistan. And this song is specific because Makranis were used to be slaves of Balochi, so this was an amalgamation where their music would come together, and now this is a new generation song. So yeah, the musicians are very young. So I guess it has that importance. That's why I think it's important to bring this up.
Kanayari gaddari ishq name garda ishq name garda ishq name garda ishq fakirani peero muridani ishq waliyani khuda e khalilani ishq pida ke marcha taftara bani ਅਮਲੋਂ ਗੰਜਾ ਕਸੀ ਹਸਤੀ ਬਿਜ਼ਾਨੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨੂਰ ਵਾ ਤਰਬਾ ਮਿਸਰੀ ਚਮਾਨੀ ਨਬੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਚੁਕੀ ਤੋ ਕੋਤਾ ਫਲਾਨੀ ਕਨ ਯਾਰੀ ਗਦਾਰੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨਾਮੇ ਗਾਰ ਅਦਾ ਕਨ ਯਾਰੀ
ਤੇਜੇ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਰੋਜ਼ ਗਵਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਵਾ ਹਮੇਸ਼ਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਰਾਤ ਦੇ ਮਨੁ ਤੇਰਾ ਸਾਥ ਦਾ ਤੇ ਟੋਕ ਕਮ ਜ਼ਿਆਦ ਦੇ ਮਹਿ ਰੰਗਾ ਦਿਲ ਅਸਤ ਨ ਬਦਲਾ ਮਾ ਵਾਦੇ ਬਾਏ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਮਨ ਕਾ ਨਾ ਗੇਲਕ ਚੁਸ਼ੀ ਰੋਚਾ ਫਾਇਦੇ ਨੀ ਨਿਵਾਏ ਦਾ ਧੀਰੇ ਬੱਤੀ ਰੋਕਾ ਸ਼ਮੁ ਸ਼ਮ ਲਿਖ ਕੇ ਤੱਕੇ ਕਪਾ ਨਾ ਵਰਤੀ ਨਿਵਾ ਅੰਚ ਮਰਦਮ ਨੇਸ ਤੇ ਕੇ ਕਾਸੇ ਦੇ ਬਰੋਕਾ ਦੋਸਤ ਗੁਸ਼ੀ ਸ਼ੰਕੂ ਇਚ ਮਗ ਚੁੱਪ ਇੱਕ ਗੱਪ ਮਾ ਕੰਕਾਰ ਬੈ ਗਮ ਬੇ ਕਾ ਵਾਰ ਬੈ ਦਿਲ ਗੁਸ਼ੀ ਸ਼ੰਕੂ ਵਾਰ ਬੇ ਕਾ ਚੁੱਪ ਮਾ ਬੈ ਗਮ ਮਾ ਕਾ ਵਾਰ ਬੈ ਬੈ ਦੋਸਤ ਹੈ ਗੁਜ਼ਾਰ ਮਾ ਬੈ ਹਮ ਮਨੀ ਮੁਖਾਲਿਫਾ ਅਤੇ ਬੀਤ ਦੋਸਤ ਤੇ ਚੁ ਸ਼ਿਕਾਰਾ ਆਨਾ ਵਾਲਾ ਮਨੀ ਚੰਬੋਤ ਦੋਸਤ ਦਰ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਨ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਨ ਬੀਤ ਦੋਸਤ ਵਾਦਾ ਮੁਤਮਈਨ ਕੋ ਮਵਤ ਵਤੀ ਦਿਲ ਪਰ
ਚਾ ਤੁਮ ਜਾਜ਼ੇ ਵਾ ਵਾ ਚੰਮੀ ਨ ਚਾਰੇ ਵਾ ਵਾ ਵਤ ਅਤ ਕੇ ਤੋ ਮਨੀ ਰਾਹਾ ਮਤ ਮਨਾ ਚ ਵੀ ਜ਼ਾਰੇ ਹਾਂ ਮਾ ਗਰੀਬੀ ਦੇ ਦਿਲੀ ਸਾ ਤੋ ਅਮੀਰ ਤਰ ਮਨੀ ਜੁਦਾਈ ਮਾ ਫੱਲਾ ਖੁਸ਼ ਵੇ ਕਾ ਤਰ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀਆ ਮਾ ਬੱਲੇ ਕਬ ਤੱਕ ਗੰਦਗੀਆ ਤੋ ਖਲੀਜ ਤਵ ਆਬਾ ਮਨ ਲਿਆਰੀ ਆ ਮਨ ਬਰਬਾਦ ਤੋ ਅਸੀ ਵਾਪੀ ਵਪਸਾ ਤੇ ਮਾ ਬਈ ਮਰੀਜ਼ ਦਾ ਨਫਸਿਆ ਤੇ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਖੁਸ਼ੀ ਦਾ ਇਸ਼ਕੇ ਦਰੂ ਭਲੇ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਸ਼ਕਾ ਗਨੋ ਇਹ ਦੁਨੀਆ ਜੋ ਲੈ ਜਾਤੀ ਦਸਤਾ ਬਦੇ ਜਾਨੀ ਦਸਤਾ ਵਤੀਆ ਨੀ ਦੁਸ਼ਮਨ ਬਯਾ ਸੰਗਤ ਬਸ ਵਾਦਾ ਬਹਾਰਾਨੀ ਮਰਦਮ ਵਤਾਰਾਨੀ ਪਰਜਾ ਮਜ਼ਾਨੀ ਰਲਦਾ ਮਕਨ ਤੋ ਦਿਲਬਰ ਮਾਰਾ ਸ਼ਗਾਨੀ ਕਨਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਸਦਵਾਰੀ ਔਲੀ ਤਾ ਮੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦਾ ਕਨਜ਼ਾਰੀ ਸਦਵਾਰੀ ਔਲੀ ਤਾ ਮੇ ਪਿਆਰੇ ਦਾ
ਪਿਆਰ ਦਾ ਕਨਯਾਰੀ ਗਦਾਰੀ ਇਸ਼ਕ ਨਾਮੇ ਗਾਰ ਦਾ choice of Avreen Naz on this edition of Cultural Connections. Avreen, we're going to come straight to you for the first initial topic before we open it up to the rest of the team. I mean, as we said, you're a computer science graduate with a year of experience specialising in machine learning. What brought you to the University of Lincoln, Avreen, in the first place?
I think the thing that I checked first was that the faculty is from around the world in computer science, and they have a specific inclination towards either robotics or medicine. So I think that was something that really I really liked about it, and they have a complete new campus.
So one of the aspects we put in the program was the challenges of a post-literate society, and one of the accusations against machine learning and so on is that they kind of take away a lot of the kind of traditional experience of how we actually learn, etc. That you're getting a two-tier society, computer programmers and people who frankly are just amazed by what computer programmers do. So how do you address that balance in terms of a world in which we seem to see this digital divide ever expanding?
As humans, we all need to understand that it's machines that we design. It's not going to be machines are not going to be taking over.
Are you sure? Are you sure about that? Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I think we put a lot of weight on machines. We still need a lot of people to handle those machines. It's not going to be a long time from now on. We do talk about that a lot. And actually, people outside who are not working in computer science are actually very amazed when they look at people working in machine learning or computer science. It's basically old school mathematics and statistics. That's machine learning. We just gave it a fancy name and the world accepted it.
Okay. Well, fancy names and a world tend to be sometimes leveled at entrepreneurs in terms of, well, you can sell anything as long as you package it appropriately.
Yeah.
Cue your good self, of course, Afsana. Now, you've come to us from the University of Tehran. You're an eminent professor and scholar there with respect to entrepreneurship and so on. I'm going to put the same question to you as we've just done to Afreen. What attracted you to the University of Lincoln? Because you've been pretty much on campus about the same time, literally a little under 2 years.
Yeah. Actually, it was like the academics, very professional, the same module. I was teaching entrepreneurial capabilities and mindset, the same module. So they had the same module. And academics from around the world, different people, a mix of both UK people, professors, and professors from different countries. So it was a very good opportunity for me to learn from different backgrounds and actually the different disciplines, because we have different disciplines in our department: management, strategy, entrepreneurship, and finance, marketing. So it's a very good mix of different disciplines and a very good opportunity for me to learn.
We hear a great deal, in Britain at least, about the importance of small, medium enterprises. We talk about Britain being a nation of entrepreneurs. Is that something that you're seeing in practice, or is it a case of, might have been true when Napoleon was saying that, nation of shopkeepers, but really we've got a lot to learn in Britain now?
Actually, it's both in nation and practice, and also, you know, learning. So students, people need to learn about entrepreneurship, and also about they need to go to the field and learn the skills.
And to return to that line about a post-literate society in which one, as an academic, sometimes senses that students are engaging on a different level with respect to the numerous social media sites that are actually out there, have you seen a change in their activities? I mean, is there a noticeable difference between a student at the University of Tehran and a student at the University of Lincoln?
I cannot see any difference. I can see that they both at the University of Tehran and here at Lincoln, they are very passionate about learning and specifically entrepreneurship. They want to learn how to start their business and then how to keep it, survive it, and then grow it. So the passion for learning is the same, and also the challenges also are the same. You know, they challenge is like practicing entrepreneurship rather than learning only theories. So these are I can see the commonalities between both country students.
Okay. Well, that's a little theme and underpinned undercultural connections. Let's turn to an undergraduate. That would be Mariana Malinga. Mariana, where are you originally from?
UK-wise, I'm from Leeds, but ethnically South Sudan.
Okay, excellent. And in terms of the time as a marketing management undergraduate, same question. What attracted you to the university?
So I actually did a 1 year at a previous university, then came to Lincoln. And for me, it was the teaching standard. So I didn't want to go to university that was like less than what I was getting at my previous one. And Lincoln was the next best one that had TF Gold. And I didn't see it at first when I first applied for the other universities. So this was something new I saw when applying. And it was actually the modules that they taught in relation to my degree. I thought they worked well with my learning style.
You've been listening to discussions of two folk there. One is specialising in terms of obviously machine learning. The other one is specialises in entrepreneurship and so on. As somebody who is the next generation, is this something where you think, yeah, frankly, if I didn't actually have my TikTok streams regularly accessed, my life would not be worth living?
No, I think some people are a little nervous about access to their data, actually, and digital footprint, I actually think, scares a lot of young people more than they realize, like more than other people realize.
Your first choice of music is an interesting one. Would you like to share with us what we're about to hear with, I think, Eddie Kenzie being focused on the whole thing?
Yes, yeah, a Ugandan song. It's sung in Luganda. So one of my grandparents is actually from Uganda, and they're from northern Uganda, and they have very similar cultural or ethnic groups, call them tribes sometimes, to people in South Sudan. And it's just a song we play at, we have hall parties to celebrate things, so like baby showers, funerals, or celebrations like a graduation. So it's a popular song that gets played at parties. And he's just talking about like, life is too short, like get up and dance, there's nothing to fear.
Mu chemfuti endo sa tukubana chole kao dada Neba kendi kakanga Itali musana Oh mama ulala yeah. Oh agariba
Enjole
Oh agariba
Enjole
Kachitoba kona chungamba Jango mziki tugusambe Kambe toba kona chungamba Jango enu tuichangi
Ayelelelelele Ayelelelelelele
Lekanzine
Nenzina mumama Unamu wajisera Ato mziki zuri sana
Lekanzine
Zina Yelelele Yelelelo Yelelele Yelelelo
Uncle
Nde tumala Atonewa Nde katumala Mama tane sipata
Le kanzine
You're listening to Cultural Connections on Siren Radio. We have three fabulous guests from Iran, from
Pakistan.
There we are, exactly. Just testing the whole thing. And I was going to say from Leeds, or Uganda, or whatever.
South Sudan.
Anyway, we will get the whole package across. Accountability, something which we are faced with a great deal in the 21st century, and accountability and education is to the fore there. We're in a business which is under attack, i.e. education. A lot of people sort of say, yes, education is very good, but does it have to be so expensive? Why are we challenging this from that point of view? Afsanah, from your own perspective, why is education important?
Education is very important for learning new skills. And then specifically for entrepreneurs, education is definitely crucial. Why? Because they need to have the knowledge about business world, the tricks and everything. And then they need also the practice. So there should be the combination of education, knowledge, theories, and practice. Most of the people think that entrepreneurship is only going to the field and then starting a business and managing a business, and it will happen automatically. But it's not true. They should go to the education, learn theories, learn everything, and then practice in the university, in the programs with less risks, and then go to open their own business.
A wonderful response, but can I respond basically by saying, what about Bill Gates, Richard Branson, Steve Jobs, the leaders in terms of things who inevitably all dropped out of their college courses and seem to have left quite a legacy behind?
That's a very good question. You know, they learn through doing. So learning by doing and hands-on activities are very important. That's why we are using these activities in our modules and programs to teach students how they can learn by doing something. So the knowledge comes from their experience, learning by doing, facing different challenges, overcoming challenges, and then gradually and iteratively they learn.
So a bit like people can learn radio journalism by actually doing real radio. Mariana, from your own point of view as an undergraduate, is this something which you echo? Or are there moments, because you said you came to Lincoln because of its teaching standards and so on, are there moments where you think, well, actually, I'm going to pick up much more from my internship than perhaps I have from my course tutors?
Yeah, I think similar to what was just said, you can learn a lot by doing and actually putting things into practice. So the assignments I enjoy more are the ones that mimic what I'd be doing more in the real life, because I feel like when I do get a job, because I feel like it's keeping me more prepared. And like you said, it's through practice you learn more. So I feel like there's only so much theory you can learn until you have to practice it.
And Afreen, from the perspective of machine learning, I mean, is that also, I mean, you produced a very cogent argument for saying, yeah, and ultimately it's people, human beings who look after machines and so on. But is that going to be the case? Because, I mean, we singularity seems to be not just a theoretical abstract now. We are genuinely heading to an area where machines will be designing themselves. We see this very day that there are new forms of chatbots that are using AI to effectively engage with processors that are actually involved with this. And this notion of, well, you'd have lots more leisure to actually do what in, might be the answer. Will we amuse ourselves to death?
No. As I said, that of course we need, I mean, when we're developing and when we're making those machines, we do need those people to maintain that. But yeah, of course, gradually that kind of time will be there. But well, my whole point of accountability in this, when we look at this aspect of education, I think that it goes hand in hand. We need to be sure that we are ethically on the right track. And when it comes to education, we're not actually, doing something which is unethical while we're in the field. Let's say, you know, we should be doing all the data protection and everything when we're working on it. So currently, as I'm working in genetics, and I'm using a lot of machine learning. So, of course, a lot of responsibility comes on me and the people who are working in there that we're not supposed to, you know, keep the data as it is rather than taking it or doing something else with it. So, of course, it lies on us.
You could sell data on genetics. That's the whole human genome project. It's a wonderful opportunity to sell that data to insurance companies, to people who would have an interest in terms of medical histories. Are you never tempted?
No, I've never done that.
Okay, good answer. Just checking in terms of that, because it is an area where clearly there are an awful lot of really challenging ethical scenarios here. I mean, that's before we even consider an awful lot of universities spend an awful lot of time getting very concerned about, which is the use of AI in student work as well.
Yes, that's what my point is. If you can, of course, there are people who would like to do such things, but I mean to say that what would be the point of education if you still do that? You're learning something, which means it defers you, it makes you a better person. That's why you're into this business and you understand the importance of it. If you're not going to understand that and if you're not going to learn that, what's the point of your education if you can't just be accountable for what you do? So I think for people who are in the business should be more responsible to it.
And education as a development, a leading out of the individual to go back to its original routine, is that still close to your particular commitment? Or is it a case of, well, as we find, and regrettably, I think we could ask a random number of students and they'd say, why are you doing a degree? To get a job. Why? Because it's a better paid job than it would be if I didn't have a degree.
I mean, of course, we all need to eat as well. So we do need to have that. And then we can understand that there are other professions as well where you would go for technical education. And then you can earn as well. So it depends which part of the education you're going to take. And it depends on you as well, that what you are interested in. A lot of good education give you a lot of good opportunities as well. So it's not necessarily have to be, you don't necessarily have to say that I need a good job, that's why I'm doing a good degree. Mm. You learn a lot of things alongside when you're taking a degree. And then, yes, you get a job after that, because this is how it is. We don't have an alternate system where you're like, yeah, I'm not taking any education, can I get a job? That's where I say that it's technical jobs that you can go for, like plumbing or other stuff. Of course, there is some.
We'll always
there.
Need plumbers.
No, of course.
I think, if you're actually looking for that, touch typists and plumbers probably critical to the whole thing. Maybe not touch typists these days. Your next choice of music keeps the mood going. Pardo's Catender, I believe.
Yeah.
Rational reason for selecting this one.
So it's a song about people who are away from home. They're living in a foreign land and they're missing their home on the very good day today, which is it's Eid today. And there is a line in there which is specifically about missing home and missing people around you back home. So it's about that.
सोना ते मैं थू दूर गया है होके सजन मजबूर गया है अखियां दे वास्ते खुशियां होवन होके हिजर विच चूर गया है सोना पया परदेस कटेंदा सजना नू दूरों दूरों वेंदा साड़ी ते सारी सुनदा है पर अपनी चल ना मोई दूरी बिंदा सोना भजेंदा सानू कमाया सोना मनावे ईदा पराया आजा सोहणिया गलियां सुंजियां सानू कबूल वे तेरी लड़ाइया
confused if you're listening to this on the FM frequency on a Sunday. Happy Eid was obviously a few days ago. We know this. It's a time-jumping thing. If you're listening to it via podcast, it might be on the same day, in which case, happy Eid. All good. Time can be a very difficult concept, or as Albert Einstein once said, it's the most persistent of illusions. Mariana, let's turn to your good self again. Something which is always a fun one before we go into your next piece of music. An aspect of Lincoln that you found unusual, charming, or frankly, completely incomprehensible since you decided to actually turn up for your marketing management program a few months ago.
Yeah, for me, I think it's the Brayford. I really like the Brayford. And I also, it's better at night, I think, but it's also really pretty in the morning. And I realised that Lincoln has a lot of, you see the sky a lot better. So I enjoy watching the sunsets and sunrise sometimes, walking around town or the high street. And maybe unusual, I don't like going up there because of the climb, but I think steep hill. Like just
you
walk.
Can use a car or indeed a public transport system called the bus.
But
we do have those in Lincoln for people who are listening, thinking, well, horse and cart perhaps?
Yeah, it's really nice. I feel like it's just nice to culturally look at, and it kind of reminds you of like, I don't see old towns in England, but that's the vibe it gives, or like at Christmas as well, kind of reminds you of a Hallmark movie. Like a Hallmark movie could be set in Lincoln.
Well, Gwyneth Paltrow once shot one of her videos, actually, in the building which is now Minerva. So who knows what could actually happen in times past. But still, that was in the end of the 20th century, a long, long time ago. Let's turn to Afsana. I mean, again, I think 13 months you've been with us, Afsana, as we said.
Yes, 15 months.
15 months. Yes. Okay. Well, obviously, those 2 months make all the difference. Anything that you found bizarre, unusual, or, again, quite interesting?
Quite interesting for me was the environment in Lincoln. You know, the river, the lake, and the, people communicating together, talking together. And then the academics who are very supportive, very helpful, and give their hand to you whenever you ask. And then I cannot say very strange, but different was the learning style of people. For back to my home country, if you want, for example, to ask an address to find a place like a building, a Minerva building, they can, you can just ask people, right? But now, here, you can just use your schedule and then the technology to write the, to find the right place. So this one was like challenging for me.
Mm. Our executive producer, Ola, was once on record as saying that when he first encountered Lincoln, he felt as though he was coming home in a sense. Do you feel as though there's a sense of home for yourself at Lincoln, or is it a case of maybe, maybe not?
Same as home, actually.
Okay, interesting. We're going to talk about music and mental well-being in a few moments, but the next selection, I think we're back with your good self, Mariana, with a small genie or a petit genie, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Explain, please.
So it's Afro house slash French rap song. It's very upbeat, and it's a genre within like African, I don't say Afro beats just because that's his genre itself, but like African music, like Afro rap is very popular, and it's become a genre that a lot of people that are into dance or like Afro dance to. They make a lot of challenges to, so you could probably go on TikTok and find someone doing a dance style. And
so you TikTok it, how do we manage
it? Yeah. And they'll challenge you to recreate it. So I just think it's a fun, upbeat song that you can just
play. Do you want to challenge
car.
Your fellow co-hosts today to actually recreate the dance moves of the particular number? I mean, obviously, you can record it if you wish. It is radio, but it's a thought to maybe take on board. I can see already Afsana sort of thing. No, I didn't sign up to do that dancing.
If they're up to it. Some moves are pretty simple. I'm not the best dancer either.
Well, it's the enthusiasm that's the. And of course, you mentioned Afrobeats. Tosin Shojemi, who is one of our early cultural connectors, of course, has a regular weekly show here on Siren Radio every Sunday, in which he actually does focus on Afrobeats. So there you go. Well worth accessing. Okay, would you like to introduce this little number once again in your own inimitable way, please, Mariana?
Yes, so this is Petit Genie.
Comme moi, elle veut du bouche à bouche, il faut que je touche son pouce. Tout le temps elle me parle d'amour, elle veut que je le sa well, oh.
J'arrive et tout s'éteint, tout est plein, fais un, je suis pas au Mali. J'ai jeté le show pour dans l'allée. Elle veut se caler, je suis légendaire comme Pépé Calé, c'est pas comme ça.
Pas de sentiments, c'est pas avec amour qu'on achète des témoins. C'est dommage que mon ex j'étais chouchou de son passé. Y'a plus rien à coller quand c'est cassé, c'est cassé.
Predict what tune Ola is going to actually go for in terms of the choice for the reprise at the end of the programme, and especially as he was unable to actually hear the very first one we actually played. So in keeping with obviously at least providing a little smidgen of the whole system, Afsana, would you like to just reintroduce what we led the programme with today, which was Humayun?
Yeah. Humayun is one of the young singers singing traditional songs from Iran. And then in this song, he talks about talking to God and then the relationship between people.
Okay, well, we'll give it a little reprise just to see whether this will actually float Ola's boat. We never know. He can be a very demanding selection of music, and sometimes
you.
He can do all sorts of strange things. But anyway, this is what launched the show today. And one wonders whether Ola will say, yes, we'll have to have the whole of that one in full. But there we are. That's just so he can actually start beginning to put the calculations together. Music and mental health are our sort of final topic today, basically, our mental well-being. Mariana, do you find there's something about music which does encourage us to be positive, to get our latest TikTok dances around? Does it help with your studies? Do you like to actually write your essays when you're actually listening to some music? Or is it a case of, no, I need complete silence?
Yes, actually. Right now, I'm trying to listen to non-instrumental music, like classical music or jazz music, because I heard online it makes you like study better because it's less distraction. But yeah, I think music can help you. Similar to what was just said, sometimes music in relation to speaking about God can help. So worship music helps me sometimes in terms of mental health. But then also like the upbeat songs you've been playing can help uplift my mood too.
Afreen, when you're not dealing with adenine, guanine, thymine, cytosine and all the other combinations that you actually get with respect to genetics and so on, is music something which you say, yeah, this is good? Does it help?
Yes, it does. And it helps even while working. So I guess it's something that keeps me down to earth, I can say, and not go to anything that's... there are different kinds of music, and in every phase of your life, you get to listen to different kinds of music, so it depends. Mm. But yeah, currently, it's these choices.
And Did we ask you what aspect of Lincoln we found you found charming or incomprehensible? I'm not sure that we did or we didn't, actually.
No.
So would you like to just give your answers to that one, basically?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Sure. So actually, there's a town in back home, Pakistan, we have Hunza, which is exactly like Lincoln.
With a cathedral and a castle?
Not the cathedral, okay. But there is a castle. Oh, there are two castles, basically. So the town is almost exactly like that. And then when I visited that place in 2018, I had a decision that I would be living there. But it turns out to be that I live a far better place where, you know, and where there's a university and where there's a castle, cathedral as well. So,
in fact, two universities, really.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay, well, it's been wonderful sharing some thoughts with all of you. I think we connected Sudan, Iran, Pakistan. It's opened up a whole range of other aspects. But, of course, the critical part of the program is what is our executive producer, Professor Ola Oganyemi, going to actually select as the music to actually wrap up this whole sequence? So, Ola, if you'll actually just come around to one of the microphones, we might sort of leave that there. Lift up the microphone, that'll be fine. Just raise it there. We would normally have a drum roll at this stage. Or, indeed, settle it at whatever level you wish. And you've heard obviously a range of music from both Mariana, from Afrin, from Afsanar. Where are you going to go?
Very difficult choice. In fact, very funky music I've been playing today. I really love them. I've been dancing away since then. So I'm sure listeners are going to enjoy them a lot. So thank you to all the panelists for, you know, sharing part of your culture with us. You know, that's wonderful. I may be a bit biased slightly because I'm also familiar with the one I'm going to choose. So the pettiest one.
You've gone for the small genie.
Yes.
Wow. There we are. It's interesting. Well, you know, all it's strange. I thought you might have actually gone for the Iranian theme. I was very positive.
I almost did.
Yeah, I was very close. But sadly, astronaut, not this particular routine. Okay, let's find out how people can actually follow your good selves on the socials and various other bits and pieces. Mariana, if people are actually listening to this thinking, yes, you might have an internship, but we'd like to offer us something even more wonderful.
Oh, I'm on LinkedIn, So my name is Mariana Malinga.
Excellent, or indeed just Mariana M, I think, is also.
Oh, yeah, Mariana M, yeah.
And Afsanar, in terms of, I mean, we haven't even scratched the surface with respect to your publications and areas with respect to the whole thing, but how can people actually follow you? Is it also through the LinkedIn scenario?
LinkedIn and also Google Scholar, ResearchGate, they can follow me.
Not to be confused, of course, with Watergate, which was something else completely different. But they haven't actually thought about ResearchGate and its other aspects. And, of course, finally, our scientist and specialist, Afrin, thoughts for yourself? Can people connect on that basis?
Yeah, they can find me on LinkedIn. It's Afrin Naz, so... Yeah,
there we are. Excellent. To Afrin Naz, Mariana M, and indeed Afsanar Bagheri, huge thanks. And that is a further edition of Cultural Connections wrapped. We leave, in fact, as you've won, no prizes, but you've won your selection, basically. Mariana, would you like to introduce Petit Genie, please?
Yeah, so this was the winner for today's session, Petit Genie.
C'est qu'on est bon qu'à ça, ouais, c'est qu'on est bon qu'à ça. casa ouais, oh.
J'arrive et tout s'éteint, tout est plein, fais en un, je suis pas au Mali. J'ai jeté le show pour dans l'allée. Elle veut se caler, je suis légendaire comme Pépé Calé, c'est pas comme ça.
Pas de sentiments, c'est pas avec amour qu'on achète vêtements. C'est dommage que mon ex était chouchou de son passé. Y'a plus rien à coller quand c'est cassé, c'est cassé. Oh, Jane, shop, 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 shop. Oh, Jane, shop, 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 shop. Yeah, 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 yeah. Chup, chup, chup. Bob Dica, diga, Jimmy Reda, sim. Cai cigano, cai camonibó. Já rangiu, sentiu o fox. Calvin e a cigarrete. Billy Halley, Holy Flex. Shelly, chup, 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 chup.
Ojani shop 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 shop. Ojani shop 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 shop. Ojani shop 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 shop. Yehele 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 yehele. Me look, me look, love me.
Puta, me look, me look, love me.
Taki, taki, sotaki, destaki, taki, shi.
Taki, sotaki, destaki, taki, shi.
Oh, tiki, butiki, ki, tiki, tigamu.
Tiki, butiki, ki, tiki, tigamu.
Si rock, si rock, rock me.
Si rock, si rock.
Siren Radio.
What a scenario without Siren Radio. Stand up, everyone, save our siren sound. From Lincoln to Miami, Paris to LA, our global community wants to hear it play.
Siren Radio.
Let them all create students participate. Keep on keeping on, save our Siren Radio.